An independent investigator is to examine a controversial decision by the Australian Anti-Corruption Commission not to pursue six public officials involved in the robo-debt saga. The NAAC inspector is appointed by the Governor-General and is independent from the Australian Government and from the Commission. Gail Furness says she has received about 900 complaints regarding the Commission's announcement it won't commence corruption investigations into the illegal debt recovery scheme. The scheme known as RoboDebt took more than $750 million from vulnerable Australians receiving welfare payments and was linked to several suicides. Earlier this month, the NAAC announced it would not investigate six officials who were involved. It cited parallel investigations by the public service and the fact that they had been investigated during the RoboDebt Royal Commission, despite the Royal Commission itself referring the individuals to the NAAC. Ms. Furness said she will deliver her findings in due course. Thousands of migrants hoping to enrol in Australian universities will no longer be able to apply for the relevant visa. From the 1st of July, people on temporary graduate, visitor, maritime crew and other visas will not be able to apply for a student visa while they are in Australia. The Department of Home Affairs says applicants genuinely intending to pursue studies will still be able to apply for a visa from outside Australia. The change is aimed at clamping down on visa hopping, which the department claims has contributed to a growing cohort of what it calls permanently temporary former international students in Australia. Education Minister Jason Clare explains.
What's happening here is the system's being manipulated or abused as a backdoor just to work here. And so we've closed that loophole. What Claire O'Neill has announced here is about effectively tackling another issue where students will come, get a degree, then work on a graduate work with the benefit of a graduate visa, and then when that visa is about to expire, enrol in another course.